free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. I guess I should get into a little bit of detail on what has happened to the Free Talk Live store. Haven't mentioned it over the past few nights, and we're talking in the chat room a few moments ago during the news break about what's going on with it. It is still up. You can still go and look at all of the Free Talk Live products, but at this point, if you place an order, there is no estimated delivery date. I think it's, you know, maybe as soon as Christmas time, but it may, you know, that's not even a guarantee at this point. What's happening is our store manager, Johnson, is having to leave town. He's going for a temporary work, get a little job, basically, that's apparently going to pay him very well. And he tried before he left to essentially move the store fulfillment operations over to Amazon, which we were really excited about and wanted to really make that happen. But he was under a very strict amount of time as far as he didn't have a lot of leeway to get this done. And turns out that Amazon has a very restricted policy when it comes to apparel. So that's mostly what we sell at the Free Talk Live store is T-shirts, hats, and hoodies and things like that. And so every single apparel item has to go through some sort of an approval process with Amazon. Presumably it's so that we can't compete with, you know, some of the stuff that they offer, which of course we don't because nobody else offers Free Talk Live merchandise on Amazon. So presumably we'll be approved for this, but it's still sort of in the works. And in the meantime, he's got to go off to his job, and the Free Talk Live store was a one-man operation. Johnson was doing all of the work. He was doing customer service. He was packing the boxes. He was shipping them out and doing all of that. And he'd been doing it for what? The store been open for 2 years now? Something like that? A couple of years? He'd been doing it for all of that time, and he never made a dime on it. Never made a dime doing all that work. And he was doing it in the hopes that he would make some money into the future. But basically what we figured out was that the Free Talk Live store amounted to little more than a marketing program. We thought it was going to be a business. We thought, and it still could be off into the future, someday a profitable business. But at this point, what it ended up being was essentially a part of the AMP program, basically, where we were sort of subsidizing these products that were coming in and then selling them back out, making enough money to continue ordering new products. So the store was sustainable. It could continue operation, but the manager wasn't getting paid at the business model that we had before. And that's just not going to work, right?
No.
I mean, your manager's only going to work for free for so long. And the deal, sort of the inside scoop here, the deal was a 50-50 deal between Johnson and myself on the store. He does all the work, and he gets 50% of the profits. But there were no profits, so he never got anything. I never got anything out of it. The store still...
You got paid back some, didn't you?
No, never been paid back. The store is still in debt. So basically what we're going to do is Johnson's going out for his job thing, which is only temporary. He's going to be done with it after a few months. He'll move back, and he'll be able to – he's probably going to move to New Hampshire at that point, and he'll be able to restart the store fresh. He's still got all the product and all the inventory and everything, and if you place an order, it will still be placed. You can still pre-order things, just you have to understand it's going to be months before your orders are filled. So basically, I'm going to just turn the entire store over to Johnson. He's worked so hard on the store, and it's really his baby, more so than anything else. He comes to me with the ideas for the products, and I say yes and, you know, no and all that, but it's mostly yes, and he's done a great job at picking products and done a super job at customer service. So I basically told him, look, I want you to stay on board. I'll give you 100% of everything. You'll have total control over the store. So basically, that's the new deal. It's going to be Johnson's store. He'll be running it 100%. Any money that he makes will go to him because he deserves it. He's the one that's doing the work. And, you know, when we originally got into the deal, Mark, I needed the money a little bit more, so I was hoping to actually make some money off of it. But now I don't really need the money at this point. So
I've worked very hard on the ads. I think you should give them all to me.
What? That's not going to happen.
I think about that arrangement.
Anyway, so the store has been temporarily shuttered. You can still go to store.freetalklive.com and, again, look at all the products. You can place a pre-order. We do expect it to return bigger and better. If the Amazon thing happens, then that'll be really cool because that'll allow us to do free Super Saver shipping on the store, which is one of the biggest objections that we'd faced before, was that there was a $10 shipping charge with the Free Talk Live store, because we were shipping with FedEx and wanted to make sure that you, and UPS, wanted to make sure that you got the products in the
the way that we intended to get them to you. But people didn't like having that big shipping cost tacked on. You're going to order a, you know, $17 or $18 T-shirt and have another $10 on top of that. Whereas if you go with the free Super Saver shipping, if that becomes an option through Amazon Fulfillment, then you could just order a T-shirt, throw something else in the order, and you get free shipping, which... So
I'm the joys of retail. You know, they were complaining because they weren't T-shirts, and now they're complaining because the shipping's too high. What do you want?
Well, it's hard to make all your customers happy, right? But
impossible.
Our customers are pretty happy. One of our lady listeners in the chat room, Key, was showing off her Free Talk Live ladies T-shirt on her cam a few moments ago and talking about how it fits great and it feels great. And so the Free Talk Live products are great products. The quality is excellent. I just had to give my manager enough incentive to stay on board. Otherwise, the store would have had to have closed permanently, and nobody wanted that to happen. So you've got your own incentive, Mark, and it's working for you. So we're going to keep yours as it is.
Just give me the ad, buddy.
All right, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. So I figured I'd give you the inside scoop on what's happening there. So let's continue here real briefly just to continue discussing the Shetland Islands situation. For those of you just tuning in, there is one man that lives on Forvik, which is one of the Shetland Islands near the just off of Scotland. And he's declared independence from the United Kingdom, actually saying that he's not only independent, but he wants to be a crown dependency. He said he had... Here's his quote. "By declaring Forvik a crown dependency, I'm simply reestablishing the correct legal relationship between this part of Shetland and the Crown." He said he'd written to the Queen offering his services as a steward and recognizing her as head of state. So, again, not totally independent here, but independent enough to say this. He says, "I also invite anyone from any country in the world who supports these aims, namely to become free of liars, thieves, and tyrants in government, to become a citizen of Forvik," he added.
Wow.
And I must say, that's a tempting invitation. I certainly appreciate that, but I don't believe that Forvik could ever really be in any way a party to that agreement, because a citizen is one who owes allegiance in return for an obligation of protection.
He's just using a terminology that that people understand.
I understand that. I'm just pointing out that's why I'm not going to be a citizen of Forvik, even though I like where he's coming from. I don't want to be a citizen. I don't want your protection, and I don't think you could possibly protect me anyway. You're one guy on a tiny little island somewhere. So, anyway, good luck to him. I hope that he is not raided or whatever, or invaded by the United Kingdom or whatever.
Why would they bother?
Well, the King of Tonga...
He's a guy who was living on a tent. The King of Tonga is a little man with a big boat with a big gun on it. You know,
he raided the Liberty Lovers that went and moved into a nearby island and came in with a gunboat.
You know, I understand that would never happen again, by the way.
Why?
Well, because when the King of Tonga came with his little boat with his little gun on it, the Liberty Lovers would be ready this time. And they'd blow him up.
Hope so. All right, let's continue here. If we hear anything else in this case, we'll certainly bring it to you. And if you hear anything before we get to it, let us know. Let's go to Ziggy in the UK, who has a thing or two to say about this. Ziggy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi. Okay, you want me to... I'll explain what a crown dependency is.
Okay.
There are some parts of the United Kingdom which have their own autonomy, such as the Isle of Man and the Channel Islands. In fact, they have quite a lot of autonomy. One of the Channel Islands still had a form of feudalism up until very recently.
Feudalism,
wow.
Really?
And the Isle of Man doesn't have any income tax, and I think they still have corporal punishment.
But what's the relation to the Queen? How is that?
Well, basically, it's that Britain represents their interests abroad.
I see.
And that if they are attacked by anyone else, then Britain is obliged to send military forces to
I can't see how that Britain would ever be obliged. I mean, this guy clearly wants to separate from their taxes, so how could he expect them to come to his aid if he was ever attacked?
He's probably
pay
just
him.
Trying to avoid saying,
I'm totally free.
State.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. Zig, thanks for the call and the explanation. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the wiki, over 1,700 pages created by listeners like you. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive. You can change virtually anything you see. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about.
Travel less, meet online, try WebEx for free. That's go to webex.com, enter promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, W-E-B-E-X.com. Enter promo code 600 and start your free trial of WebEx today.
I did find out about the camera thing, by the way, because we talked about that earlier. You said you get a free camera with the trial, and it's true. You do.
Get a free camera.
Free camera. But you've got to really try the software, and I think that's very smart of WebEx to
do.
Right.
You can't just sign up and say, give me my free camera.
Yeah.
I need a camera.
I want to touch myself online with some children watching me. I want to use that for it.
No, they're not going to let you get away with that.
Nope.
You actually have to use the software for meeting purposes. That's what it is. It's software that allows you to meet online with, presumably, with business associates, but
so do you sign an agreement to use the camera in that fashion? Two meetings, or do you get
no? You get the camera after you hold the meetings.
Well, how do you hold the meetings without the camera?
I guess you'll have to go to webex.com to find out. But I think it's very sharp of them to do it that way. It's
yeah,
very good,
not dumb.
So that way you know how good the service really is, and I've heard great things about it. Some of our listeners have said some really good things.
Yeah, Sam in Texas says he's using it.
1-800-259-9231 is our number. You take control. We go to Stephen in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stephen.
Well, I got a call from the Libertarian Party last night. They said that I, being a good libertarian, what I should probably do is donate some money to help the Libertarian candidate get on the ballot in all 50 states.
Uh-huh.
So I flatly told the lady that I was very disappointed in the Libertarian candidate and that I wasn't terribly enthusiastic about him getting on the ballot on any state, much less all 50. So,
what'd you say to that?
Hold on, before you go on, did they just say Libertarian candidate, or did they say Bob?
They said Libertarian candidate for president.
So they didn't even want to tell you what his name was.
I was waiting for that. I was waiting for the for president. If she had just said, Libertarian candidates, I don't know. I don't know if she would have gotten anything out of it or not. That party has just gotten so nutty. I don't know if I really want to be associated with it anymore.
Yeah, well, they're ghosts of their former self.
On the state side, the state organizations are sometimes putting up good candidates. And
well, did you know that
sometimes
the
running?
Did you know, Mark, that the New Hampshire Libertarian Party actually separated itself from the National Libertarian Party years ago?
Makes sense.
Yeah, so they're not even associated with the National Libertarian Party. In fact, I heard that George Phillies is actually on the ballot in New Hampshire.
He is.
Didn't expect that.
What I actually called about is I've been reading about Lincoln, inspired by Guard and by Tom DiLorenzo.
Author of The Real
read
Lincoln.
Tom DiLorenzo's book. I'm sorry, go ahead.
The Real Lincoln? Tom DiLorenzo?
Yeah, The Real Lincoln, and then The Lincoln Unmasked, I think, is the other one.
What have you learned?
But I haven't read it yet. It's on my list of books to read. But I was just wondering how you guys feel about this. Lincoln clearly was racist. He clearly was a white supremacist. He said so himself. He thought that black people were aliens.
Aliens.
They needed to be returned back to their own homeland. Even the ones that have been, second, third, fourth generation living in America.
Lincoln was a sick, sick man.
Yeah, he was indeed. And the part of me wants to say, that's horrible. What a terrible, horrible racist he was. And then I remember back to when I'll be talking about Jefferson or Madison or one of those guys, and somebody will say, they were slave owners. And I'll say, no, you can't judge those, guys from 200 years ago based on modern standards.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then here I'm doing it with Lincoln, or am I?
But not everyone was a slave owner. Not everybody was a slave owner back in those days.
No, of course not. Yeah, very few were.
Well, I think that as far as the pervasive attitude of the time was that blacks were somehow inferior to whites, and I don't think I would judge him for that particular aspect. However, people will tell you that the war between the states, the American Civil War, whatever you want to call it, the War of Northern Aggression is what I like.
Yes,
they will tell you that it was fought over slavery, and it clearly was not. Didn't care much about freeing the slaves, and he didn't free them until 2 years into the war. He told states that if they stayed, they could keep slavery. So he wasn't trying to get rid of slavery, and the war wasn't fought about slavery.
Well, also, I mean, on your point about the founding fathers, I don't see any problem with impugning them. I mean, they were bad guys in some ways. They certainly weren't saints.
In some ways, they were, right.
Some people try to hold them up as though they're the arbiter of all things that are good, and they aren't. They're imperfect men. The only thing that we really even remember them for is because they came up with a system of government that was supposedly better than the rest of them, but as we can see, it didn't do a damn thing to really stop the growth.
Well, if you're trying to use an argument where the Constitution, where you're saying, well, this is unconstitutional, then you need to, you know, the founding fathers in that argument need to be guys above reproach. Don't you agree? Otherwise, they made a document that, you know, is flawed, and we should get rid of, you know, guns are bad, so we should get rid of that whole Second Amendment. The founding fathers are flawed, after all.
Well, it was flawed, and I'm not bound by their Constitution.
So do you want to build on a foundation of nothing?
I'm sorry, go ahead, Mark.
I was just saying to Ian that what you're looking to have in that conversation is a foundation of nothing. There is no agreement. So you're going to have to establish to that person who says the guns are bad why it is that you have a right to own a gun when everybody knows the guns kill people. They jump out of drawers. They shoot little boys in the head.
I don't have to do anything. I don't have to establish anything.
But, you know,
I've got my guns.
Here's the thing, though. Do you really have to go back to the Constitution and say, well, this is why I have that right? Or could you go back even farther to Sam Adams, who said it is the natural right of the colonists to own property and protect it by any means necessary? I'm just paraphrasing.
Right, it's property. I absolutely concur and agree with all those sympathies. I do. However, I think that most people that you're talking to are dumb, and they believe that they have an opinion.
I think they're ignorant.
Okay.
Ignorance is curable.
Look, yakking on and on and on about something you know nothing about is dumb. And I think I can get people to agree with that. You know, and so if they're saying, oh, guns are bad, whoa, you need to have some kind of authority. And that Constitution is that authority, and it works well in that particular instance.
But they'll argue that the Constitution doesn't mean what it says or that it needs to be interpreted differently. It's a living document or whatever. They have all their positions.
As long as we're going to have a country with rules and the Constitution's the highest law in the land, then we need to follow those rules. If you want to do away with those rules, that's fine.
What are you going to say? Wait a minute. What are you going to say, Mark?
An armed revolution or get an amendment?
If you're going to use the Constitution to stand on as far as how you're taking a position with an issue, then how are you going to do after tomorrow and the Supreme Court comes down with a negative ruling against gun owners that they're expected to rule on that D.C. gun case, Mark? They could come in favor of gun ownership, or if they don't, then it's going to be essentially a collective right to guns, not an individual right to guns.
Because
then
I'm
going to
say
do?
That it's clear and obvious. The Constitution is written in plain English so that plain people can understand
it. Well, they're going to tell you.
The Supreme Court is legislating from the bench.
They're going to tell you to bad, buddy. The Supreme Court's job is to interpret the Constitution, and they have interpreted it in this way, and it doesn't matter what you think.
Washington, D.C. is not a state.
800-259-9231. Stephen, if you've got more, hang on. 800. We've kind of dominated this conversation. More on the way. You can take control. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912, or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good, feel great. Offer not available in California.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and breadlines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. foods. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lay's Med, Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that is Free Talk Live. .com, and those features include the updates. Get signed up and we keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. You can go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. We can continue discussing the Constitution, but I wanted to make sure we brought Stephen back on so he could continue to comment in case he didn't get everything out. Go ahead, Stephen.
Well, the thing, I was having a discussion about this yesterday. I didn't really mean to get into a discussion about the Constitution, but it's okay because I was talking about it yesterday with somebody, and I was talking about how the Constitution was a flawed document out of one side of my mouth, and out of the other side of my mouth I was saying, golly, if we can only get back to the Constitution. And he said, well, why would you want to get back to a flawed document?
Yeah, there is my world. But
well, that's kind of that's understandable, Stephen, because that's where most of us came from, right? I mean, those
right.
who love liberty so much that we've now gone beyond to the point where we understand that the state is not necessary for liberty. In fact, it's an impediment to it. We've gone on to embrace voluntary interaction and the free marketplace. That's our past. That's the path that we came down, was this sort of constitutional road where we wanted to get back to the Constitution, but now we understand that we want to move on. So if that old language creeps into your discussions, it's just old habit, basically.
Well, but what Harry Brown used to say, and I don't know if he was sincere, I don't know if he was actually an anarcho-capitalist or whatever, and just was kind of talking like a constitutionalist for political reasons or what.
That's my belief. I don't know, Harry. I can't speculate because I don't really know the man, but that is my belief based on what I've read.
I think so, too. Listening to him for all those years, I came to that conclusion. But what he used to say made so much sense, and Mark said something similar to that, and I say it, too. Let's get back to the Constitution, and by golly, if we can go from there and get rid of the post office, which, you know, clearly we can do that, and go farther towards, from less government to to no government, then let's see if that'll work. But let's at least first get this government to obey its own law.
There you go.
As far as it being a flawed document, though, there had been there at the Constitutional Convention. There's a few things I would have put in there. I would have put in the Constitution, the fully informed jury, the jury nullification idea. I would have put into the Constitution that the states do have the right to secede.
You know,
there would have been no perpetual union clause.
I understand what you're saying on the states, but, you know, as far as the jury nullification, they had no idea that the judges would ever take away what was a natural inherent right of a jury.
Well, then
when you have men that they walk on 2 feet, juries were able to judge the law, and the somehow or another they obscured it and they realized that people are sheeple and they'll do what they're told.
That's when you get into the question of, yeah, sure, you can think up all these great safeguards that maybe they forgot or they overlooked or didn't think about, but then you get to the question of, well, what do you do when the government people just all start palling up together when they were supposed to be fighting at each other's throats, the three branches were supposed to be killing one another to keep the Constitution intact, when they all start saying, hey, let's scratch each other's backs and then just forget about this whole Constitution, then what do you do at that point? I mean,
and what it all comes down to me is that Patrick Henry was right. I, a few weeks ago, I recommended to you guys that you read his speech to the Virginia legislature against the ratification of the Constitution. I just reread it today, and every one of his fears have come to pass.
Is that the Liberty or Death?
I haven't read it. Yeah, that's give me Liberty, give me Death.
Yeah, it's a good speech. We heard it presented in person at one time, and it was very, very rousing, very, very good. Stephen, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue. Paula is on the line in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, good evening, guys.
Hey, Paula.
I just want to let y'all know this infection has spread all the way to North Dakota.
Dear God.
And it just keeps on going.
We're all going to die.
But MRSA's been around since the mid-70s.
I can't hear you. What?
Paula, the MRSA has been around since the mid-70s, so I don't think...
The infection.
Yeah, it's spread a lot farther than
North Dakota. I mean, everybody's getting pretty sick. Some people have already died from it.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but anyway, I just want to let y'all know in case you get it, okay?
Yeah, we'll be on the lookout for it, Paula.
I'm not going to the hospital. That's how I'm going to avoid MRSA.
There's no medicine for it.
What else you got for us? Anything else? You just want to tell us everyone's dying?
They're trying to find some other way to pay the Filipinos money instead of taking our benefits away from our veterans.
Why are they getting money from us?
That would help.
Who's we and why do we owe the Filipinos money?
I don't know. They feel like they have to pay them because they helped us during World War II, but I don't think that made them rely, to tell you the truth.
Oh, that thing. They're paying the descendants. Are they going to pay the descendants or the actual living vets?
I don't know. They didn't say. They said they were going to pay the Filipinos because they helped us during World War II.
You know what? I mean, people, they like to complain about, as far as I'm concerned, the idea that the money is taxpayer dollars. It's not really true, is it? I mean, they were your dollars until you gave them to the government.
Right.
Now they're their dollars, and they're going to do whatever the hell they damn well want to do with them. Paula, thanks for the call.
You're right.
Okay.
800-259-9231. I mean, getting all upset about how the government... They're not doing what I want them to do with my taxpayer dollars. Well, they're not yours anymore. I'm sorry.
Well, you can call them taxpayer dollars because that's where the government got them from.
That is true.
You know,
but don't think that you have any sway.
If you kill somebody, the money is called blood money.
Right.
Because you killed them
for it. That's true.
In this case, they've just extracted, they've just stolen it. It's just bad money.
Yeah. I mean, it is still your money in that if a thief comes and steals money from you,
and it doesn't cease to be yours just because they stole it.
You still have a claim on that, but you don't have the ability to control the thief unless you actually have him in your custody.
Mm.
So that thief is going to go out and buy a big screen TV or do whatever, you know, spend it on coke and whores or whatever it is that thieves do with the money that they steal. And you
That's what the politicians do with it.
Yeah, you can call the thief on the phone and say, hey! I told you not to spend that money on whores. And he's going to say, well, thanks for the input.
Yeah,
noted.
I appreciate that.
We'll send you a letter to let you know that we have taken your suggestions under advisement.
You know, I get the letters all the time. I use the downsizeddc.org system for responding to my Congress critters and talking to the thieves and liars and despots in Washington, D.C. And, I get letters as a result of the emails that I send.
Sure. You don't have to pay for them.
And in these letters, they outline the issue for me. The issue that I called them and I told them that I have an opinion on. So please stop this FISA phone tapping bull crap.
In the FISA phone tapping legislation,
right. They're weighing the one side or the other. Terrorism.
They usually do an okay job of summarizing the issue.
They do a fine job of summarizing the issue, and then they flush it down the toilet. And it's so... It's demeaning.
Sure.
We don't care what you think.
Yeah.
They just don't care what I think.
Nope.
I can tell that,
pretend like he cares if he's trying to get elected. I mean, he'll actually pretend.
They only care what you think if you're giving them a check with, five digits on it. Then you might be able to get them to do something.
Yeah.
But that's just one senator among the 535 disgusting, dishonorable thieves that we elect. So what's a guy to do? These lobbying groups, they run Washington. Washington has been taken over. It is enemy territory. It does not belong to the American people. It doesn't do anything for the American people. It is a bad, bad place.
All right, 800-259-9231, and hoping that tomorrow we won't be reporting really bad news out of D.C. with the Supreme Court allegedly coming down with a decision on the gun case. Hopefully they'll keep some of their wits about them, but if they don't, I don't know what that will mean for people and their guns in this country. I don't think it'll mean roundups right away or confiscations if they rule against gun freedom, but who knows where that will go. 800-259-9231, we continue with your calls. And we go to John in New Mexico. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, am I on there?
Hey, John, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to say fuck you.
Thanks for the call, 800-259-9231. We continue unscreened to the amp line. Who's this?
This is Nick from Illinois.
Hey, Nick, what's on your mind tonight?
Tonight, I heard just briefly about the Constitution and... you mentioned that you guys both come from that type of background where it's kind of more a conservative type feeling, where more pro-American, I guess, a little bit more towards the Republican side of it, right?
I guess. That's how I was raised. Same here.
Yeah, I came from a more syndicalist side, more of that communist type background.
Let's talk about it. Hang on, Nick. We're going to bring you back for more. Nick, and your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney. Finalized a contract in London and demoed our new product in Boston. Online from my desk with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359. Your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there are fine to strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Your program, you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase if you buy some stuff over at amazon.freetalklive.com, whatever it is that you need to buy in over 41 categories, so much to shop for, so many great products, the brand names that you trust, probably the best prices on the web. I mean, they're hard to beat. And free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of items. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com. Even used items we'll get a cut off of. If you enter through that link, Free Talk Live, we'll get a percentage. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Nick in, I don't know where he is. Nick, you're on the amp line.
Indiana?
That's what I know.
Right. I'm from Illinois.
Illinois,
Indiana,
yeah.
Whatever.
All right, so you barely Indiana, even begun to make your point. You were talking about how some people come from the sort of the Republican side and some...
There seems to be this kind of divide where some libertarians, at least a lot of them, that seem to be, you know, it actually seems to be generational, where people kind of from your generation seem to come more from a conservative side. I see that people around my age, which is a little younger than you guys, I'm about 19, tend to be a little bit more liberal.
I don't know about that. I think that's...
That's just my observation, at least. But that was just... I was just mentioning that just to give you a little background on why I don't regard the Constitution at any high standard. I think that you guys probably regard it with a little bit more of a high standard.
Yeah, like at one point I would have called it like a holy book kind of thing. So
yeah.
Sure, I do absolutely
feel
that.
It was never a big... Well, part of that also comes because my family, they came from a different country, and I never had a love affair with the Constitution, and I can't really understand why you would want to get back to the Constitution. I mean, you could say that, oh, it just has a smaller government, but...
Yeah.
I think we talked about this on Saturday, actually.
It's an entirely flawed
government for a few people. You talk about the three-fifths compromise was in the Constitution, wasn't it?
Right. You're right. It's a totally flawed place to be coming from. I guess it's sort of a place to be standing when you're talking to another libertarian. Likely that libertarian will be white. He will be, former Republican.
At least the white Protestant ones, you can go ahead with that. But
right. But there are people like that. A lot of libertarians came from, and most Republicans are of the opinion that the world was better when we followed the Constitution, and so it's really a lot of common ground with a lot of people, and you do have to create common ground. You have to get yeses before you can move people forward in liberty.
Well, I'd like to say that even though I was born and raised in a family that both my parents were Republicans, that really didn't have too much sway over me. That is where I come from. I can't deny that. But I am, at this point, I have no allegiance to any sort of constitution or anything like that. I'm a total free marketeer, and I am disgusted by both the Republicans and the Democrats. So I have no love for either of those groups.
Oh, yeah, me too. I was never really a Democrat, but you can understand type of the kind of style that you might have come from. A lot of people come from that conservative style that they'd favor more a Ron Paul, whereas some people more like me still, they came from a more, I don't know how you would say it, but a more socialistic background where even my rhetoric is a little bit more on that side. It's more like a Mary Ruart,
mm-hmm.
Ron Paul. So you can just kind of get that idea right there that some people do come from these different sides. I still consider myself less libertarian, but I guess a lot of people would consider themselves right. And on that, have you guys heard of a guy named Carl Hess? Ever heard of him?
Yeah, Carl Hess, environmentalist?
Not really. He was in the 1960s. He's actually a speechwriter for Goldwater.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
but
okay.
What was interesting was that he wrote an article. He's back then when he was kind of with the New Left. According to him, the left should really be more a libertarian thing. I mean, classically, the left was libertarian. The way that a lot of people see it in the United States now, for example, doesn't really correlate with the history of the left. Left didn't really used to mean statist. But
yeah, it's true.
That now, no matter where you go, if it's on the right, then it's statist. If it's on the left, then it's statist.
Sure.
Why not just go with the historic background where left is more towards the liberty side and right is more towards the authoritarian side?
Yeah, that's how things were. But at this point, the definitions are so corrupted that left means socialist and right means fascist.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, which is why there's no point in going back to anything, whether you're going back to the Constitution or going back to the old definition of liberal or the old definition of conservative or the old definition of libertarian or whatever. We can't go back. We can't go back at this point. We have to move ahead. We have to advance to liberty, not go back to liberty, because we never had it in the first place, as you so rightfully pointed out.
No, we never had it. And again, that's kind of just my point with the whole Constitution thing. I never understood it. I never understood it. I never saw the United States as this amazing beacon of freedom, as many other people do. Maybe that's just because my ethnicity, maybe.
Well, the other people are indoctrinated to believe that. And you can talk to them.
You're in a free country.
Right. You can talk to them today. My mother, I can talk to her today. Yeah, well, yeah, I can talk to my mom today, and she will swear up and down that she lives in a free country, the best country in the world, and that anything that I say has no relevance whatsoever to her. I can tell her that they're setting up checkpoints in D.C., and she doesn't give a flip. It doesn't affect her life, so she's still living in a free country.
Right, and you can show evidence that it is not the freest country in the world, and it isn't. America, this is not the freest country in the world. I'm sorry. It doesn't show up it shows up in the top 10 of most economically free countries on the Heritage Foundation's list.
I tend to shy away from, just because no other country's central bank, except for maybe in the European Union, is as strong as that, and they don't seem to take that into account.
No, they certainly don't. I agree
so
totally.
I would say that it's much farther down, just because the Federal Reserve is so magnificently powerful.
Right. You and I can split hairs on this, and we can also try, try to figure out, how much money Americans actually pay in taxes, and we might come up with a number like 60 or 70 or even 80% of their income. But when you're talking
that's
to
freedom,
people,
baby.
When you're talking to people with the training wheels on, you need to say numbers like 40 or 50%.
Yeah.
Nick, good call. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that's about it.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Yeah, I'm almost embarrassed to admit that my parents were Republicans, and that's, that's how
they
I
would either be Republicans or Democrats.
And I would be embarrassed to admit they were Democrats, too, if that's the way I'd come from, too. But I think Nick is right that the people that are coming from the left do tend to have that persuasion to where you could easily bring them on board by explaining to them how the people that they're intending to help with their government programs are actually being harmed by those government programs, and that we can actually help those people better with the free marketplace, with voluntary interaction, and I think they're much easier to persuade to liberty.
Jason Osborne from SACL CAI has said, and I'm beginning to believe him, that in fact it's liberals that are easier to convert than Republicans, because with liberals you can just show them the gun, you can just show them the force and the violence in the state that they want to use to help people. They want peace. They want those things, and they can be often relatively easy to switch.
Right.
Also, they don't mind a radical stance because they're willing to progress towards things. They're looking for sort of a radical stance. So, showing them libertarianism is a very radical stance. Mm. I don't know why, but it is. Whereas Republicans have a tendency to be conservative and staid. They don't mind using force to get people to get in line. So they can be much harder to convert.
I mean, I'm not saying it's impossible. It can happen with me. You can totally bring them on board, too. It's just that has been my experience. That is all. There was some kids that I knew that went to college down in Florida. And it was the 2000 political season when Harry Brown was running. We're talking about the issues, and they said they liked the libertarian thing, but the environment was just something they were stuck up on. They couldn't understand that. And really, all it really took was a simple explanation of how the government is the worst steward that you could possibly put.
I was listening today to the NPR, which if you listen to NPR and you think that that's middle-of-the-road sort of good reporting, now I'm not saying it's not good reporting, but if you think that's middle-of-the-road and it doesn't deliver a liberal point of view, you are a liberal. That's how you know. I was listening to them today talk about the environment and talk about how, carbon is a foregone conclusion. The carbon is causing global warming, carbon emissions, and all these other things. And then having these people get on and yammer about how the government needs to regulate this and regulate that. The government's the polluter. They're the enemy. You're collaborating with the enemy if you care about the environment.
They're the number one polluter, and they're in cahoots with the big corporations. You expect them to do something good for the environment? Anyway, Hour 3's coming up. More coming on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.